CRI News, I'm Qi Zhi. Chinese President Xi Jinping has presided over a key Asia security summit, calling for achieving common and sustainable security for the region. He was speaking at a fourth summit of the Conference on Interaction and Confidence-Building Measures in Asia in Shanghai.
We believe we should actively promote a joint, comprehensive,
We believe that it is necessary to advocate common, comprehensive, cooperative and sustainable security in Asia. We need to innovate our security concept, establish a new regional security cooperation architecture, and jointly build a road for security in Asia that is shared by and win-win to all.
Over 20 international leaders, including 11 heads of state, are attending the CICA summit, which runs through today.CICA member states are expected to issue a Shanghai Declaration on commitments to strengthening strategic coordination. At the summit, China took over the CICA presidency from Turkey. China and Russia have issued a joint statement vowing to beef up bilateral cooperation in a wide range of fields. The statement follows a meeting between the presidents of the two nations in Shanghai.Vladimir Putin is in Shanghai to participate in the CICA summit during his state visit to China.Although a much-anticipated gas deal has not been finalized, the two countries have vowed to deepen cooperation in the petroleum industry, kick-start Russia's supply of natural gas to China as soon as possible, and jointly develop coal mines in Russia. The two leaders have also overseen the start of a joint naval exercise in the East China Sea. A 5.7 magnitude earthquake jolted Hualien County in Taiwan this morning.The China Earthquake Network Center says the quake hit at a depth of 20 kilometers. The tremors felt in Taipei, but no casualty has been reported so far. More than 3,500 Chinese workers evacuated from Vietnam have arrived in China. Most of them are staffers from the Metallurgical Corporation of China and China Energy Group, which run construction sites in Vietnam's Hua Tinh Province.So far, over 4,000 Chinese nationals have been evacuated from Vietnam since anti-foreign protests broke out last week. The MCC says in a statement that four of its employees were killed and 130 others were injured during the violent protests. The Pakistani Prime Minister has urged early release of a Chinese tourist who was kidnapped in the country's northwest.Nawaz Sharif issued directives to authorities for quick coordination between the security departments.The Pakistani Taliban has reportedly claimed responsibility for the kidnapping. A local Taliban leader is reportedly saying that they kidnapped the Chinese national for future negotiations with the Pakistani government for the release of arrested Taliban members. At least 118 people have been killed in two car bomb blasts in central Nigeria. No one has claimed responsibility.The latest attack follows a move by Nigeria's Senate to approve the extension of the state of emergency in three northeastern states where soldiers are battling Islamic extremist group Boko Haram. The group has claimed responsibility for several recent bombings in the country. More than 80 militants have been killed in an overnight operation involving Pakistani army jets and helicopters in the country's northwest tribal area of North Waziristan.Local reports say the airstrike targeted several militant hideouts in the rest of tribal region on the border with Afghanistan. The reports quote residents as saying that several houses were destroyed in the massive operation, and many people are feared to be trapped under the rubbles. The first group of election observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe has arrived in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. They will monitor this Sunday's presidential elections.The OSCE mission plans to send observers to all of Ukraine's regions, including the east, where two regions have declared independence. Libya's election commission has announced that parliamentary elections will be held on June 25th. It will be the first election since the overthrow of former leader Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Earlier, Libya's embattled government proposed that parliament go into recess after voting on the CS budget.The government has accused renegade general Khalifa Haftar of planning a coup, a charge he denies. Fighters allied with General Haftar attacked a parliamentary building in the capital Tripoli on Sunday. His militia then called for the suspension of parliament. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.